Erev Pesach is Shabbos. He wants to have a chametz on Erev Shabbos in the morning, but he wants to eat some challahs on Friday night and on Shabbos morning. So he says, whatever chametz will be left over on Shabbos morning after the meal on Erev Pesach, all of that chametz should be sold. He doesn't want to sell the chametz on Shabbos. All that chametz should be sold on Erev Shabbos. So at the time the chalos is taking effect, you don't know it's in a mevura. You don't know which chametz is being sold. He won't know till tomorrow morning which chametz is being sold. So that's a machlokes hatanai, where they say, yesh breira arein breira. Since he made a tanai, breira is a tanai that's questionable whether it works or not. Machlokes whether yesh breira arein breira. So we paskin a different opinion. We paskin with respect to dinim deraisa arein breira, with respect to dinim rabbani yesh breira. Other rishonim paskin then, you never say breira. Other rishonim seem to hold that you always say yesh breira. We pass on like this compromise that appears in the Gemara in the end of Beitza, that we respect the Dinim Deraisa Yesh Breira, respect the Dinim Derabanan, we respect the Dinim Deraisa Ein Breira, respect the Dinim Rabbanan Yesh Breira. So, that's the situation where they made it tonight. The person sells the Chomis to the Goy on Erev Shabbos, the day before Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos. And Rabbi Kevege raises the possibility that you're not allowed to make, there's an Issa Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. It's a Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. It's not awesome on Atar, it's awesome on the Rabban, Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. Rabbi Kevege raises the issue, and he's Noita Lahachmir, that you're not allowed to make a Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, that's going to take effect, it's going to be Chal on Shabbos. So we say, whatever Chometz will be left over on Shabbos, Erev Pesach in the morning, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I want to sell as of 10 o'clock in the morning, at that time it will be Mavura. That wouldn't be a problem of Breira, but that's a problem of Mekach HaMemka B'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kebeg. So others disagree. They said there's no problem. That's a big machlokes. When you do Mechira, when the rabbis do Mechiras Chametz on Friday, the day before Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, so half of the rabbis will make a Shtar Mechira that the Chametz will be sold Erev Pesach in the morning, on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock, at that time it will be Mavura, so there's no problem with Breira, and many Rabbanim were choshish for Rabbi Kevege, so they'll write that the Kinyan should take effect on Erev Shabbos, at the time that it's in a Mavura. The Stechemin has a long arichas on this, so he quotes that the justification, but it's a din deraisa, mechira is a din deraisa, it's not, if you're making an Erev Etrumen, so the whole din of Truman is only with the Rabbanon. But if you're making Mechir, Mechir is a din deraisa. So he quotes the justification is that min haTorah, the Gemara says in Pesach, min haTorah, it's good enough if you're mevatel chametz. And with the Rabbanon, even though you're mevatel chametz, you have to sell chametz. You shouldn't rely on bitl chametz. So since the whole need for the Mechir is chametz is only to avoid the violation of Ba'yiroi the Rabbanon, so the justification is that with respect to Dinim Rabbanan, they say Yesh Breira. It's a very difficult justification because the Kinyan that he's making is a Kinyan Deraisa. It's the whole significance of it, the whole need for it, is in order to avoid violation of Ba'yiroi Rabbanan. But it's not. We're not talking about Ba'yiroi Rabbanan, I'm talking about the Mechira. Mechira is a Din Deraisa, so the Din should have been Ein Breira. Why do you say that since the whole relevance, since the whole significance of the Mechira is back to an issue of the Rabbanan, Ba'yiroi the Rabbanan, therefore you say Yesh Breira. Very difficult tzad that they say. So Tosis points out that there are two different cases of Breira. Machlokes HaTanaim, where the Yesh Breira ain't Breira. So one case is where the person made it tonight in advance. He says, I want to sell the chametz to the goy today. Which chametz? Whatever chametz will be left over tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I want the kinyan to be chal today before Shabbos begins. So there he made it tonight. And sometimes you have a machlokes hatanaim where the yesh breira in prayer. He didn't make any tonight. Let's say he knows a rabbi. He lives in a city. There's one city to the east and one city to the west. Both of them chutz litrum. And both of them are not that far away. You're able to make an Eruv Etrumen. With an Eruv Etrumen, you can go to the city to the east, you can go to the city to the west. And the Chacham, I haven't heard yet, I have a telephone, I haven't heard yet, as of Erev Shabbos, the Chacham didn't decide which city he's going to go to. How is that possible? I live in a middle city, and there's a city to the east, city to the west, both of them are Chutz Letchum, but both of them are so close that if I make an Eruv Etrumen, I can go. And where in the world is the Chochmah? He's over here somewhere. He's in a different location. He can go. It's Toch HaTchum. Both cities are Toch HaTchum of him. So Tosis works very hard to try to figure out what's the case. What's the shape of the city where the Chochmah is, that he can go either to the right or to the left. So I want to hear the Chochmah speak. The Gemara says you're not supposed to make a Ruvei Tchumen Ein Marvin Ela the Bar Mitzvah. You shouldn't, if you just want to get together with your friends to shmooze on Shabbos, it's not right to rely on an Eruv Tchumen. It's even a machlokes if b'dyeved, to make an Eruv Tchumen for a Dvar Hashus, whether it's valid or not. But for sure, l'chatchili, you're not allowed to. So the Mishnahs always give the example. The fellow wants to make an Eruv Tchumen because a Chochem Bolo Ir. Chochem is either going to go to the city to the east or the city to the west. I don't know. And the Chochem didn't make up his mind yet. He's going to decide Friday night. On Shabbos morning, he's going to decide which city he wants to go to. And I want, and the Eruv Tchumen is only kind of Ben Ashmashes of Knesset HaShabbos. So I make an Eruv Tchumen to the east and to the west. And I say, if the Chacham comes to the east, I want that Eruv Tchumen to be kind of, so I'll be able to go here and give the Shir. Chacham goes to the west, and I want that Eruv Tchumen to be kind of. I don't know. The Chacham didn't decide yet where he's going to go. He doesn't decide till Shabbos morning. So you want it to be Huvra Adover L'Mafre. So you made it Tanai over there. Then you have other case of Yesh Brera Eim Brera, also with a Tanai, is the fellow buys a bottle of wine, HaLekech Yayim Ben HaKusim. The Kusim were religious, but they wouldn't make tray for wine in the days of the Tanai. The wine would be kosher today, in the Chacham where goes, the Reb Meir where goes, all the Kusim, that they treat them like Nochrim Mamish. Because they found the Musdiyona that were worshipping a dove on Hargrizim and Rav Meir, there were different groups of Kusim, Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta, so because they found one of the many splinter groups of the Kusim was worshipping Abba Zar, so Rav Meir said, Chayish L'miyuta, you treat all the Kusim as if they're all non-Jews. So that's the end of the story. But before they made the Gzeira, there should be Dinan Ka'akum, so we assumed that the Kusim were Jewish. And they didn't follow all of Torah Shabbat Peh. Some they had no choice, they had to follow. Other things they didn't accept. So they held that in, Aser Tasas Kol Tvua Zarecha. You have to be mafrish Trumas and Maisers, but I can give Tevel to someone else to eat. Whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. That's what we would call misasek. If a person doesn't realize what he's doing, he doesn't realize the facts of the case, that's called misase. So let's say I invite you to eat in my house and I give you a tray for food. So it's really misase, so you don't have any aver at all. I didn't violate lifnei iver because you're misase. The exception to the rule happens to be misase b'chalov ma'arayis chayv shekein nehena. By eating non-kosher food in magili arayis, then you say misase is a mais avera, and it's b'shoigig, so he has to bring a chatos. Misasek by any other rabbi, you're not even chayv to bring a chatas, not even considered a ma'is aver at all. That's what we assume. By chalom arayis, it is considered aver. So the kusim were of the opinion, misasek, even by chalovim, even by macholas asuris, misasek is not considered a ma'is aver at all. So if I invite you to eat to my home, I can give you a tray for food, and there's no problem. Whatever you don't know won't hurt you, because you're doing an aver by misasek. You're not familiar with all the facts of the case. You don't realize that it's chaylev, that it's gili arai. So therefore, there's no lif neighbor on my part. So, but the halacha says that masasik is a maisaver b'chalom arai. So if I buy wine from the kusim, so the wine is kosher, but there's a concern it may be tevel. How would the kusim sell it to me? Aren't they careful with respect to dinim that are written in Torah Shabbat? And says Hav Kosav, it says Lifnei v'Lisiti Mirshon. So they hold that it's Misasek. Misasek even b'chalav ma'arayis is also not called a ma'is aver. So they didn't violate the Lifnei v'Lisiti Mirshon. So let's say I buy a gallon of wine from the kusim late Friday afternoon. I have to run to shul. I have to dam mincha. I have no time to take the gallon and start pouring out. 2% should be Truma Gedoyla, and 10% of what's left should be Ma'is Rishon, and 10% of what's left should be Ma'is Sheni, Ma'is Roni. So I make, on my way to shul, I'm running, so I make a declaration, whatever is left, I'm going to leave over a lot of, I'm going to drink wine Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos shoes, I'm going to have a lot of wine. From the wine that's left over after Shabbos, I'm going to pour out 2% of the whole thing. of all the wine, not just 2% of what's going to be left on Tzoy Shabbos. 2%, I know how much wine he gave me, how many, what volume of wine. So 2% of everything I'm going to pour into one cup on Tzoy Shabbos, declare it as Truma Gedolah. 10% I'm going to declare as Maaseh Rishon, and 9% as Maaseh Sheni. And I say now, on Erev Shabbos, I'm already running to David Mincha, late on Friday afternoon, I make a declaration. The 2% of droplets, wherever they are, in a big barrel, in a big bottle, should become Truma Gedolah right now, wherever they are. I don't know which the droplets are. It'll be determined on Matzoy Shabbos, which are the 2% that are going to be made into Truma Gedolah, but I want it to become Truma Gedolah as of Erev Shabbos. I don't want to be mafresh it on Shabbos. I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. I want to be mata the Issa Tevo on Erev Shabbos. So that's the question. It won't be mavur till after Shabbos is over. So that's machlokes hatanan. Do you say yesh breira or ein breira? That's how pipashtus adin deraisa afrashas trumas and maisis on the wine. So that's a case of breira where he made it tonight. Like the other case, he made two erudei trumans either to the east or to the west, and he says, if I find on Shabbos morning the Chacham came to the east, I want that erudei truman to be chal. If I find on Shabbos morning the Chacham went to the west, I want that erudei truman to be chal, so I'll be able to go to hear the drasha sa Chacham. But then you have a case in the Gemara where there's machlokes hatanaim. The Gemara equates everything. Tosfos shows that there's room to distinguish, and there are tanaim who did distinguish. The famous Tanoim didn't distinguish, but the right Tanoim and Amraim do distinguish. So the Gemara has another case. Achim Shecholku, a man dies. So Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, and then to the Mishpachas, and then the Yechidim. So the person has Karka. So if he dies, he only has one son. He dies, he only has one son. All the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That's what the Gemara calls in the end of Perek HaShaleach, in the middle of Gittin. Chad bar chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Everyone only has one son. They can have as many daughters as they want. If it has one son, only one person gets the Yerusha. So there's no Chalukas HaYorshim. But if it, that's very rare. Chad bar chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Normally, as a person dies, he has a few children, they're going to divide the Yerusha. So the question that Tanaim had is, when you divide the Yerusha, when a person dies and he only has one son, that child gets the Yerusha. That's a din of Yerusha. You don't need a Maaseh Kinyan. It goes automatically to the Yerush. When a person dies and they don't make a Chalukah till 3 months after he died, the first couple of months, they're still B'shutfis together. And then they make a Chalukah. So you don't say the Chalukah is Chala Mafreya from the time that the father died. Chalukah is Chala Mikanal Habo. So what Kinyan accomplishes that this part of the field that I take is only mine, and that part of the field you take is only yours. What kinyan did they make? Is it the kinyan of Hilchas Yerusha, that the halacha says that the estate goes by Yerusha? So that gave everything to the Tusas Habayis, that everybody owns everything together. But what accomplished that the field that I get, you're not a shutif, and the field that you get, I'm no longer a shutif? So that's a machlekes hatanaim, what achim shecholku, yorshim havu. That's the din of Yerusha. Yerusha accomplishes that at the moment of death, all the nechasim belong to the Tfusas Habayis. That's the Mishnah's expression in the end of Chorus. Tfus Habayis means the shared estate, everybody owns it together. And also the din of Yerusha declares that even though he died today, and you don't make the Chalukah until 3 months from now, so the din of Yerusha says that it has a postponed Chalois. The father died today, so for the first 3 months, the nechasim belong to all of the brothers, b'shutfis, b'tfus habayis, and after they make a chalukah, so then the din Yerusha accomplishes that this son gets that field A, and second son gets field B, and third son gets field C. So if it's a din of Yerusha, so Yerusha is not choyza b'yoyvel. If he sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman sh'yoyvel, no, today yoyvel doesn't apply because in order to be obligated to observe the dinim of Yovel, the Gemara says you have to have kol yoshveho aleho. You have to have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, which we don't have. Then the Gemara says even if he will have their majority, it has to be that all the shvatim, everybody knows which shevet he belongs to, and all the people from that shevet are living in that area that belongs to that shevet. We don't know it today. We don't know. Most people don't know what shevet they belong to. The Kohanim Levim know that they're shevet Levi. And that's about all. And those were descendants of Bnei Yisachar. The Chassidish Rebbe told him he was from Shevet Yisachar. So he called the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. And the Chalap family claims to be descended from the Malchus Beis David, so they're from Shevet Yehud. Okay. But everybody else does know what Shevet they belong to. So even if you would have Rav of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, that's not called Kol Yashveh Olel. So strictly speaking, Gemara says the Din of Yovel wouldn't apply. So Din of Yovel wouldn't apply, so if you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you don't get it back. Just like on Chutzlort, sell a field, you don't get it back. But with Bancha Yovel Noig, if you sell the field to someone else, then you get it back when Yovel comes. That's why the Chumash says, you have to establish the price for the sale of the field, according to how many years are left till Yovel. When it comes Yom Kippur, Shel Yovel, you're going to get the field back. They're going to charge him $5 million for a karka. He's only going to have it for 2 years. That's not fair. He's only going to like renting it for 2 years. Fine, it belongs to him, but he only belongs to him for 2 years. So that's not worth $1 million. It's worth much less. So the Gemara says, if you hold... If you hold that Achim Shecholku, Yorshim Haim, that the Din of Yerusha sets in at the moment of death of the Morish, when the rich uncle dies, or the father dies, whoever we're talking about over here, and the Din of Yerusha sets in right away that all the estate belongs to all the brothers, Betfusis Abba is the Rosh Hutvim, and Lachan Sheyasel Chaluke, the Din of Yerusha also sets in that he owns this field, he owns that field. Fine. So then you don't get it back by Yovel. However, the other Tanaim hold that it must be, how can it be that when the Yorish dies today, it hasn't yet been determined? Maybe they're going to remain Shutfim. Le'el and Vod, who says they're ever going to make a Chalukah? If they make a Chalukah, how can you say we already know in advance that Reuben is going to get that third of the karka, Shimon is going to get that third, Levi is going to get that third? Nobody knows in advance what's going to be. That has to be determined when they're going to draw the lots, when they're going to make the Chalukah. So, if you hold a Breirib with respect to Dinam Deraisa, you can't say Huvra Dover Lamafreya, that at the time of death it was Eimed Lekach that Reuben is going to get A, Shimon is going to get B, and Levi is going to get C. So therefore, the death of the Morish accomplished that now they're Betfus Habayis together, and it also accomplished that after 3 months after he dies, after the rich uncle dies, or after the father dies, only field A should belong to him. Why mechetes a field day? If you hold embryo. If you hold yesh embryo, even though nobody made a tanai over here. The father died, he didn't make any tanai. He didn't say, if Reuven turns out to get field day, it should belong. He didn't make any tzavor like that. He just died and he made a chalukah. So that's why the Gemara has one opinion. If you hold embryo, how can you say that the Misas HaMorish accomplishes that Sada A belongs to Reuven and Sada B belongs to Shimon? It wasn't established like that until 3 months later when they drew the lots, when they decided who's going to get what. How can you say that it's chalek post facto from the moment of death? So that's why the other Tanoim and Amoraim are of the opinion that Rachim Shecholku Lekuchas. It does mean that you need a Maisa Mechira. There's no need for Maisa Mechira. You need a Maisa Chaluke. You draw lots, and Reuben gets A, and Shimon gets B, and Levi gets C. But you need Das Makna. And if you hold Hachin Shecholke Yorshim Haim, you don't even need Das Makne. Just make a Chalukah, and you say, Igloi Milsa Lemafreya, Huva Adora Lemafreya, that it was Oymed Lekach, it was Oymed Lekach from the time, from the minute that the father died, they were going to go to a Din Torah, they were going to divide up the Karka, and it's Oymed Lekach, that if Reuben gets Sada A, so Sada A belongs to him. So that's the Shaila, whether you say Yesh Breir, Eim Breir, it's a Din Deraisa, but it's a Din Deraisa when nobody made it tonight. That's what Tosafot says. You don't necessarily have to equate these different types of cases of Breira. By the Mafrish Zayin Trumas and Maisis, he makes it tonight. He said, the droplets of wine that I will pour into the first container on Matzoy Shabbos after Havdalah, I'll designate it as Truma Gedolah, that should become Truma Gedolah as of now. So that's a machlokes and other gemaras. Whether Achim Shecholku, the Sadas Chozeres B'Yovel. Yeah, what's the din? What do you give back B'Yovel? If you bought a field and you paid money for it, Amekach is choyze b'yovel. When it comes Yom Kippur shel yovel. What about a matana? Matana also goes back b'yovel. So that's a machlokes satanoi. When the matana goes back b'yovel. We assume matana is also. Matana kemecher. Matana also goes back b'yovel. Matana kemecher in the Gemara and the Bavli only appears with respect to this issue. That if I bought a field and I paid money for it, then it comes, whatever I paid, then it comes Yom Kippur shel yovel. So I get it back. So the Gemara has machlekes. What if I gave the field the matana? If you hold matana kemecher, so just like a mecher, I get back when it comes Yom Kippur shel yovel. So the matana also I get back. Where else do you have this machlekes? Where the matana kemecher? So the Yerushalmi says it's also apparent in the Mishnah with respect to the din of Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. There's machlekes zamei nechachamim where the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Baila Mamon Gavoya. And Rabbi, we pass like Reb Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. Usually Reb Meir is outvoted, so you say Yochid V'Rab Malach Gerab. And here the Gemara says in Kiddushin, at the end of the second parak, this is an exception to the rule. And here we pass like HaChachamim de Reb Meir, that here the Gemara says we pass like Reb Meir. Usually we would pass against Reb Meir. Here he pass like Reb Meir, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So it's Mama Gavaya, so the Mishnah said, you can't sell it to someone else. It's Eina Bechira. What about, is it B'matana? If you give Ma'aseh Sheni to someone else, is it Chala Matana on it? So the Yishalmi says, that should depend whether Matana Kemecher. If you owe Matana Kemecher, so just like Mecher goes back to Yoivel, Matana also goes back to Yoivel. So he would say Matana Kemecher, so just like to sell Ma'aseh Sheni, is a bizoy in Akdusha, he's not able to sell Ma'aseh Sheni, because Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, what dinami, you're not able to give away Ma'aseh Sheni b'matana. But if your matana is lav kemecha, so then halacha would just say you can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni, that's a bizoy in the Akdusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. If you give matana, that would be okay. So those are the two nafkaminas and the machlokes. Hatanoim and the Mishnah B'chor is where the Maton Kemecher. One is whether you get to sort it back, B'yom Kippur Shel Yet, he gave him Maton, and the other one is whether Maton is also prohibited and you're unable to give away Ma'aseh Sheni money. Because Maton Kemecher, not only if you sell it, the sale is not chal, because Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, but you can't give him Maton either. So there was a big machlekes, less than 100 years, or a primoza and machlekes. But other Talmidei Chachamim in Europe, what a fella didn't give his karka b'matana? He owns a field in Eretz Israel. He got birusha to stay achuza. This is stay mikne. This is stay achuza. Stay achuza means I got a birusha from my father, who got a birusha all the way back till the days of Yeshua Benot. That's called the stay achuza. So when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, you don't have to surrender it to anybody else. No one to surrender it to. You got a birusha and it stays by you. But then there's a stay mikna. I bought the field, or someone else bought it and sold it to me. So if it's a stay mikna, then it goes back to the rightful owner when it comes Yom Kippur, Shal Shnas HaYovel. So the Gemara has this machlekes and other masechtos. About Achim Shechokel. Do you say Acham Shechokah is a din Yerusha, so it doesn't go back to Yovel? But you say Acham Shechokah, you didn't need a kinyan, you just make a chalukah, but you need a das makne. So if you need a das makne, then the Gemara says also goes back to Yovel, because it's a mechira. I'm selling you my share in your field in exchange for which you're selling me your share in my field. That I should be the sole owner on the field that I get, and you should be the sole owner on the field that you get. So this is mamshe mecher, it's a zet tachazet. So if it's zet tachazet, everybody would agree, if you hold achm shechok or lukuch hazeim, that you needed a das makne, then the din should be that it's choyze b'yoifam. A maton is a machloikes, and we pass maton is kemecher, also goes back b'yoifam. And Rabbi Chaim Moshe had a machloikes in the early 1900s, what if a person was mafke his field, and someone else was zechem and a hefker? Do you say such a case, such a situation also, that it's choyze b'yovel? Or do you say, no, it's not. It's not a matona, it's not a mecha, it's nothing. It was mafkir, that doesn't go back to yovel. So that's a big machlokes. They don't have any rights one way or the other from the Gemaras, whether you get it back. So going again, so this is a machlokes and other mesichtes, where the achim shechalku are considered lekuchas, are considered the yorshim and afkamina, where it's choyzer b'yovel. So Agamar also has such a shaila. A man dies, and he owes a fortune of money to Bali Chayvis. And then after he dies, his children divide the nechasim, and the Bali Chayv comes and he collects everything from one person. Does he have the right to collect from one person? So Tosis points out, no. Tosis proves in Gemara and Bava Basra, he's supposed to collect proportionately. And the poor gets two shares. The poor gets two shares. Let's say that Yaakov and Esav, and today said, Yaakov and Esav are two sons of Yitzchak Avinu. And let's say, for argument's sake, Yaakov is the poor. Yaakov is the poor. So instead of dividing Yitzchak's assets into two parts, we divide it into three. Yaakov is entitled to two-thirds. But it's not always two-thirds. Let's say the man has five sons, and one son is a poor. So you divide, instead of dividing the Yerusha up into five shares, you divide it up into six shares, and the poor gets two-sixths. Or let's say he has nine sons. And then you, instead of dividing it into nine units, you divide it into 10 units, and the poor gets 2 units. He gets a double portion, pishnaim. Pishnaim is not always two-thirds. If there are two sons, then pishnaim is two-thirds. Pishnaim means you treat the poor as if he were two children. So if there are 10 sons, and one of them is a poor, so you divide the nechasim into 11 units, the poor gets 2/11. So the Gemara assumes here that if they then would be benegat sodas chosas b'yoyvel, that achim shechalku is yorshim heim. So really, the poor gets 2 shares, and the poshut gets 1 share. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the poor has to pay the chaybis of the father, he has to pay 2/3, and the other one pays 1/3. Or let's say there are 10 sons, and the poor gets 2/11, he has to pay 2/11 of the debt, and each one of the other brothers only pays 1/11. So how does the Gemara come up to say over here that if you all ha'achim shechalku are what did the Gemara say again? Achim shechalku is lekuchas. So the Gemara says the Baal Chov comes and he takes away the karka from one of them. He's left without any karka at all. How does he have the right to take away the karka from one? Isn't Tushiba Tchal equally on all the karkos? You should only be allowed, let's say, there are 10 sons and one is a pchor. So each one gets 1/11 and pchor gets 2/11. So how does the Baal Chov have the right to take away all the karka from one of the shutvim, one of the brothers? You should only have the right to take away proportionately that proportion of the field that he got. He should, that belongs to the Baal Chov, he should give him. That's what Tosis works with. That's the kasha that Tosis is worried about. So Tosis answer must be that he made it an apoitiki. Apoitiki means I won't insist Apoitiki means that the Malva has the right to insist, I want to collect from this field. He singles out one particular field in the Shtar Halvor. So the Malva has the right to demand, I want Davka that field. Otherwise, if he didn't make an Apoitiki, so what right did the Malva have to take away the whole debt from one of the Yorshim? We should take proportionately a little sliver of his karka, a little sliver of the other brother's karka. So that's what Tosfos says, must be talking about apoitiki. There are different kinds of apoitiki. There's a plain apoitiki stop. Then the Rashba explains why cannot be talking about apoitiki mefurish. Okay. So the Gemara has that machlokes, v'achim shechalku yorshim alukuchis with respect to machzir mezelis abiyavon. If it's lekuchas, then you have to give it back to Yoivel. And if it's Yorshim, so Yerusha doesn't go back to Yoivel. Let's say, Habal Yorosh HaZishtoi. So that's a machlekes HaTanoim, whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. The wife does not Yarshan the husband. When the husband dies, the wife gets the ksubeth money. But she doesn't Yarshan the rest of the Yerusha. But if the wife dies and the husband does yarshin the wife. So the Gemara has a machlekes, but Abal Yerushas Ishta is at a din deraisa din derabbanan. Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rambam passes that Abal Yerushas Ishta is only derabbanan, and the Raivid is masik. He disagrees. He thinks no, the din should be Abal Yerushas Ishta is a din deraisa. So let's say, if you hold Abal Yerushas Ishta is a din deraisa, then he gets a b'toras Yerusha. Gets b'toras Yerusha, so the sodas are not choses b'yovel. The husband got a b'toras Yerusha. If you hold that b'al Yerusha, his ishta is only the rabbanon, so it's not really b'toras Yerusha. And I tell you the b'al doesn't yarshin everything. He doesn't yarshin the nechosim of his wife. So it's only the rabbanon that he yarshin. So it's only the rabbanon. Then the Gemara says all takanas the rabbanon. In the area of Dini Mammon, it's not based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. If it's based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, then the question is, does it go back to Yovel? They were Mafke the Karka, and they say we should give it to the other person. So the Gemara says it's a Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, but he's getting something in exchange. The Gemara says, all of the Takonas, the Rabbana, by Shibu, the Ksube, are all Zeh Tachazeh. Each one has some corresponding. There's a takana l'tovus habal, and there's a takana l'tovus ha'isha. Every step of the way. So the Gemara says, if you hold habal yorashis ishta is the rabbanon, then it's a takana v'zeh tachazeh. That, I already forgot what's the zeh tachazeh. Tikna ma'isi adeh tachas mezainas. What's over here? Tachas yirushasa. I forgot already. So the Yos HaMech explains the Gemara in Pchoris. So the Yos HaMech explains the Gemara. If Habal Yarsh and Sishta is only the Rabbanan, then it's based on Hefke Bez and Hefke. So the question is, it doesn't stand alone. It's a Takana Zeh Tachazeh. They gave a certain schus to the husband. They gave him the schus he can Yarshan the wife, in exchange for which the wife has the schus. So since it's Zeh Tachazeh, so the Gemara assumes that that's considered like a Mechira. So that should be Chayza B'yav. That's how the Gemara says. If you hold Abal Yerusha Sishta as the Raisa, then it's Yerusha. Yerusha doesn't, you don't have to surrender the Yerusha. You don't have to give away the Yerusha when it comes to Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. But if it's Abal Yerusha Sishta is only the Rabbanon, then it's a Takana Hefke Bezna Hefke. It's a Takana, this is Zeh Tachazeh. So that's considered the equivalent of a Mekach.
Is it possible that it's Tachas Kfuras Ishto?
Yerushasa is Tachas Kfura. I forgot. It could
I just searched it up.
It could be. Is that what it says in the Gemara?
I didn't have the Gemara. It brings out a Ramah in the Baba Basra.
Okay. Could be. Could be it's Tachas Kfurasa. Yerushasa Tachas Kfurasa. Could well be. So that's what our Gemara raises this issue. Whether Achim Shechoku are considered like Lukuchas, because you say Ein Breira, or you say Achim Shechoku is Yesh Breira, so therefore Achim Shechoku is like Yorshim. Yeah. So what's the Nafkimin over here? So the Gemara has up a funny case here, that one, that the Nizikin or the Balechoibis are collecting from a particular field, because the fellow has the nizik or the balchayv has an apoytiki. So the Gemara says if it's lukuchas, so then it's a machlokes. Is it lukuchas biachrayis or compared to lukuchas shaloi biachrayis? If you always like lukuchas shaloi biachrayis, then the other brother doesn't have to reimburse the brother whose whole field was taken away in the first place. It's like lukuchas shaloi biachrayis. The other version. The other pshat and Rashi had two pshat and what's going on here. The other pshat and Rashi was that it's not considered like. The other pshat and Rashi is that we consider it as if the lekuches shelo b'achrayis. Machlok is whether like lekuches b'achrayis or lekuches shelo b'achrayis. Yeah. Then we discuss the Gemara on the bottom of Ches and the Beis. There are two different concepts in Halacha. There's a concept of a Baldovra and a concept of a Baldin. The concept of Baldin only applies in Dini Mominus. Concept of Baldovra applies in Malkus and Nisa. You're discussing whether the person is Chayv Nisa Malkus. He is the Baldovra. So whoever is related to him, a Korv is possible, a Korv to whom? A Korv to the Baldovra. Is Pasal Eidus. The Gemara has two versions of what Abaye said. Reuven sells a field to Shimon. One version has only if he sells it Bachrais. If he sells it Shalom Bachrais, doesn't apply. And the other version is even if he sold Shalom Bachrais, this din will apply. What din? What's the din? That even though Reuven sold the Sada to Shimon, and Reuven is out of the picture now, Reuven is broke. So when the Bachrais, the Malba comes to collect, Reuven doesn't have any assets to collect, so we're going to take away from the Lekuchas, because apparently he sold them, the Loive sold the Karka to the Lekeach. So the Malve has a Shtar Choyv on the Halvor, so it's a Mulu B'Shtar, so it's Goyvim and HaLekuchas. So he's going to come and collect from the Lekuchas. So the Gemara says that even though Reuven is out of the picture, you're not going to collect from him. But Reuven still maintains the status of a Baldin. So Tosis asks, why is it relevant? Reuven has the right to argue out the case in court and to taina that the Baldin can taina that whatever times he has. It says, what do you need that Reuven should... So according to one version, it's only if he sold the Sada Bachrayas. So if the field will be taken away from the Lekuchas, then the Loiva will have to make good. He'll have to reimburse the Lekuchas the money that they paid him to buy the field. According to the second version of the Gemara, it even applies if he sold the Sada Shalor Bachrayas. And if the Sada is taken away from the Lekuchas, he's not going to... The Loiva will not have to reimburse the Lukuches, but still, he doesn't want that they should have Terumas against him. So that's enough to make him into a Baldover, to make him into a Baldin. And in the Dinahu, because of Reuven and Mishtoi Dina Ba'adei, Reuven, the one who bought the field, he's not involved in it in Torah at all over here. We're going to take away the Karka from him, but he and again, the Loiva sold the karka to Lekuchas. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. So one version has it only if he sold Bachrayas. The other version has it even if he sold Shalor Bachrayas. We still consider Reuven, the Loiva, as if he's the Baldover over here. And because, as if he's still a Baldin. And since he's a Baldin, he has the right to tie in the case. You know, the cause of Reuven, he can argue out the case. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. What he gained by declaring that Reuven is still considered the Baldin and he can taina. Whatever taina Reuven would have been able to advance, Bezin is going to advance on his behalf. That's a din of Psach Pichel Eilen, the Taninin Li Samim and Taninin Lilukuchas. So why did the Gemara have to come up with this whole din Bechlav? That the Moicher, the Loive, who sold the field to the Lekuchas, either because he sold it Bachrayas, he's still considered a Baldin, or even if he sold the Shalom Bachrayas, since Shimon will have Tarumas against him for selling a field that was taken away from him because of the debts of Reuven's Chodesh, the Halvois of Reuven, so therefore we consider Reuven to be the Baldin. What do you need Reuven to be a Baldin for? Whatever taina he can advance, the Bezin will advance on behalf of Shimon, the Lekuchas, the Lekeach, because that's a din of Tanin and Tanim and Lisoimen and Tanin and Lekuchas. So what do you need the whole Gemara for to declare that he's a Baldin? Tosis says maybe it's Chaps and Afkamina for Kroivim, that Kroivim apostle is Kroivim to whom? So it means either the two Edim are Kroivim to each other, or one or more of the Edim are Kroivim to the Baldover. There is no Din. They don't have to be Kroivim to the Baldin. If they're according to the Baal Dover, they're also Pasul Eidus. So let's say you're discussing a case of Malchus Amisa. So if the Eidim are related to the person whom we're discussing, whether he deserves Malchus Amisa, that's a din of a Korvus Pasul Eidus. Everybody's a Korv to someone. So what do you mean a Korvus Pasul Eidus? Mean Korvus Pasul, one is a Korv to the Baal Dover, is Pasul Eidus. And the Baal Dover is the person we're discussing, whether he's Chayv Misa or Chayv Malchus. But over here, you're saying that Ruvain maintains his status as a Baal Din. What do you gain by saying he's a Baal Din? We know he's a Baal Dover anyway, so whoever is a Korev, whoever is related to Ruvain, is Pasul Eidus. Even though we're not going to collect the Chayv from Ruvain, we're going to collect it from the Lekuchas. But still, that's what Tyson said, that's a Dover Pashut. They quoted Gemara Makkos, that's a Dover Pashut, that since since Reuben was the one who originally borrowed the money, and we're discussing now whether he still owes the money. He's broke, he can't collect from him. So the relevance of whether he's chayev or not is whether the Malda has a right to take away the field from the Lekuchas. But you can't take it away from Reuben. Reuben doesn't have any money now. So still, the din is that Reuben is the Baal Dover, and the Korovim who are related to him are Pasul Eidus. You don't have to be a Korov to the Baal Din. If you're a Korov to the Baal Dover, you're also Pasul Eidus. So who is the Baal Dover? The one to whom the Din Torah is Nogeya. So if I'm going to take, if it turns out that the Malva of Reuben is going to take away the field from Shimon. So Shimon is a Baal Din, and the Malva is a Baal Din. Reuben is also a Baal Din. This is proves in the Gemara in the first Perek and Makkos. Reuben is also a Baal Dover. Reuben is a Baal Dover. So why is he a Baal Dover? The whole Din Torah is not negated. The answer is, he was the Baal HaMaisa over here. We're discussing, did he borrow the money? Did he pay back the money? The whole story is about him. It's not relevant to him right now. It's not negate to him because he's broke now. We're not going to collect with nothing to collect from. We're going to collect from the Lekuchas who bought the character from him. But still, since he was originally the one who borrowed the money, we're discussing whether he borrowed the money. Did he borrow so much money? Did he pay back some of the money? He's the Baal HaMaisa. He was the one that got involved. So therefore the Kroivim who are related to the Baal Dover will be Pasul Eidus, and the Loive is certainly the Baal Dover, because he was the Baal HaMaisa over here. There's such a rush in Sanhedrin in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin when the Gemara says, well, the dinim are kroivim are pasul eidus. So the Rosh quotes a machlokes hagoyim. A man is on his deathbed, and he makes a tzavuah that he wants the Yerusha to go to in one direction. He has a right. The Torah gives everyone the right to make a declaration before they die where they want the Yerusha to go. Let's say if I happen to have three sons, I pick out one son and say I want the whole Yerusha to go to that son. So this Torah says, so the Mishnah in Bavli Basra quotes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, says, you see from the Pasuk, B'yom hanchilo az banav, you see the Torah, Nostam Shus la'av la'hanchil, v'chol misha yirtze. The Morish has the right to declare before he dies whom he wants to get the whole Yerusha. So let's say a man made a tzavuah before he dies, he says, he has three sons, he wants the whole Yerusha to go to that son. So who are the witnesses? The guy was on his deathbed in the hospital. The witnesses were his first cousins. But first cousins are Pasul Eidus. But the guy made the tzavuah is dead now. So it's not in the gate to him. He's not coming back so soon to life. We're discussing, some of the children believe the cousins, it was the father's first cousin. So it's the children's first cousin once removed. First cousins are Sheni B'Sheni. A first cousin once removed means my father's cousin is Sheni B'Shlishi. So Gemara says Sheni B'Shlishi is Kosher Le'edus. But the Rosh quotes a Machlokes HaGoyim. Sheni B'Shlishi is Kosher Le'edus only if the cousin, if you have, let's say you have two witnesses come. So they happen to be first cousins once removed, or the second cousins. So that's too far away. Too far away, so they're kosher ladies. The furthest the kurva goes is sheni b'sheni. Sheni b'shlishi is sheni b'sheni is first cousin. Sheni b'shlishi is first cousin once removed, so that's not a kurv who's posel eidus. So the Rosh HaZamachlekes, the witnesses come to testify. The father's dead now, so he can't take it with him. He's out of the picture. The father's dead, he doesn't own the nechassim. But the shaila is, the two witnesses who testify that the father made it tzavua before he died, and then he died right away. The two witnesses are relatives to the father. So do you say the father is a bal dovar? Because he's the one who made the tzavua. Father's a bal dovar, so they're craving for the bal dovar. But he say, no, what is it? Bal dovar is only the one to whom the whole story is nageya. Or he was the balamaisa. You're talking about a maisa that here the father is the balamaisa. Father's the one who made the tzavot. Father's the one who made the tzavot. So do you say the kroivim of the one who made the tzavot are pasul ha'edus or not? So that the Rosh quotes that's machlekes ha'ga'oinim. What's the definition of baldova? Baldova means the one to whom the whole din Torah is nogea. So the father's dead and buried, it's not negated to him. But he's saying no, so he's not a baldover. But he's saying no, that the balamaisa is the baldover. So since the Aden are first cousins to the fathers, that they would be psulim la'edus. So that's a shaila, what's the definition of baldover? Yeah. So here, let's say, if one is, we're discussing what the summon is chayev misa, someone is Chayiv Malkus. So the person we're being down on is not a Baldin. Baldin is only a concept in Din Mamanis. He's the Baldover. So Karevim are Posolatus over there. So you see, whoever's a Karev to the Baldover is already Posolatus. So Tess says over here, if they're Karevim to the Love, who is the Mocher, for sure they would be Posolatus. You can't say that's what Abai is telling me, that the Love who sold the Karka is still considered a Balbin, and therefore the Kroivim who are related to him will be Pasul. Tosis says they'll be Pasul anyway. They'll be Pasul anyway. Because they were. The Loivo was the one who made the Halva in the first place, and he possibly made the Piro and Achayv. So the Loivo is certainly the Baldover over here. And Kroivim to the Baldover are Pasolatus. The only shaila was, Abai says that they have a din, the Loiva has a din of a Baldin, according to one version only if he sold Bachrais, according to the other version if he sold Shalom Bachrais. So what he gained by declaring that he has a status of a Baldin? That's what Tosis wants to know. Since we have a din of Tainino, and based on the Pasuk of Psach Picha Le'ilim, Tainino, Lisaim Tainino, Lekuches, whenever someone is in a din Torah, and he's a gavala bardas. He wasn't there when the halvoi began. His father was in the business, and then the father died, and then he left it over to him. He didn't know anything about it. So then we say that if he didn't know anything about it, he doesn't know what to advance as a taina. So that's the dim sach picholilim that bezden advances a taina on his behalf. So over here also, the lekuchas don't know what to taina. So isn't there a din of tainina? Any taina that the lekuchas could possibly advance, so the halacha says that the bezin advances it on behalf of the lekuchas to protect them. So what do you gain? What does Abai gain by declaring that the lov who sold the carcass still retains this, the lekuchas still retains his status of a baldover? Of course it's going to be a baldover. Yeah, that's it. He doesn't have to be a baldover in order to say that he has a right to taina. Bezin will taina on his behalf. Bezin will taina on behalf of the lekuchas, because they weren't there in the beginning of the halva. That's what Tosis says. So the Tosis is alluding to what they write in Baba Basra and Daf Ayin, that you only say Tanin and on a milsa de Shchicha. On a milsa de Shchicha, you don't say Tanin. That's the way Tosis interprets the Gemara. Ramban writes over there, we have a tradition from the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim say Tanina on everything, even on the Milsa Dola Shchich. And the Shach writes, if that's the tradition from the Gaonim, so that's the din, that you say Tanina and even Milsa Dola Shchicha, and he has to come up with a different interpretation out of that Gemara. Because the simple pshat in that Gemara, Baba Basra, is what Taisa said, that you don't apply Tanina to a Milsa Dola Shchicha. So Taisa here raises the possibility, maybe the only reason why the Loivik and Taina Dishtar is Mizuyev, because Tainas Mizuyev is a Milsa de la Shchicha, someone should for Dishtar. So maybe the Bezdin would never advance such a Taina Mizuyev against Dishtar. So that's why you need that the Loive who sold the field with Achrais and without Achrais is still in the picture, he's still considered a Baldin, so therefore he has the right to Taina and Mizuyev on Dishtar. So Taisus thinks that that's ridiculous. You're not going to say Tainin on Mizuyev because it's a Milsad Lo Shchicha. So Taisus in other places explains it a little better. Here they just say very briefly. They don't really explain what they mean. Taisus writes in the other places, how can you imagine such a din? Any time a rich man is going to die, people will come hold up the Yisayman. They'll say, they'll forge a star. They'll falsify a shtar. And the shtar says that the man who just died, and they just buried him, so it says in the document that he owes me $5 million, and the guy's dead, so he can't tie in a mezuyev, and the bezin's not going to tie in a mezuyev on behalf of his son because it's a milsa lo shchicha. So Tosfos says, al shavkas chai l'chol beria. So everyone will come to the Yerushim right after their father dies, if he's a rich man, and they'll hold him up for all the money that they have. They'll say the father, they'll forge a shtar that says that the father borrowed money from me. The father's not here to tie in mizuyev, that he wants a kima shtar. So Taisus thinks that that's ridiculous. Even though they hold some such a klal, the milsad la shchicha, you don't say taninan, but over here it must be that they do say taninan. Because the shavkas chai l'chol b'erim, going to hold everybody up. So again, so that's Taisus' question. What does Abaye gain by declaring that the Loiva, who is the Moicher, who sold his fields to the Leker, Sheini, Abaye says he has the status of a Balbin. If he wants to have a Taina, let him say whatever Taina. So he says, what's the relevance of that din? That we declare him as a Balbin. Even if they're only a Baldover, they crave him to the Baldover apostolatus. You don't have to be a Baldin. So what do you gain by saying he's a Baldin? The Taisus finally comes up with two answers. One answer is for the purposes of Hoidoz Baldin Kemeidim Domi. If the Lekech will admit that the Malve has a correct Taina, okay, that's Hoidoz Baldin. He was watching when the Malve admitted that he owes a fortune of money to someone else. So then you say Hoidoz Baldin Kemeidim Domi. But that's the question over here. Whether the Moicher is considered a Baldover because he was the Balamaisa, but is the Moicher considered the Baldin that you should say Haido as Baldin? There's not such din Haido as Baldover, Kimeo, it's a din Haido as Baldin, Kimeo Eidim Dami. So that was one Afkamina that the Tosk gives, Haido as Baldin, Kimeo Eidim Dami. That then Afkamina was, he says, Lebez Nagar Kwazilna. If he insists, I want to go to the highest authority court. That's an important topic. There's a Mishnah in Ksubis. In the second parak in Ksubis, the Mishnah has a din derabbanan that if a woman was held captive by the Nochrim, so she's Asur Lekoyim. Shvuya, Asur Lekoyim. You know and I know that she wasn't then, so the Goyim touched her. They probably touched her body, but they probably did not rape her. But nonetheless, they made a chum. The Gemara says, we all know that she wasn't raped. But still, they made a chumim b'derabanan, unless there's an ed echad who says that I was in prison with the woman. There's another woman who was there in prison, and she says the goyim didn't touch her. What if the woman says on herself, they didn't touch me? So the Mishnah says it depends. If we know that she's a shvuya, we have independent evidence that she's a shvuya, and then she claims, yes, I was a shvuya, but they didn't touch me. And isha nemenes adei atzma. But if we didn't, we don't know from any outside source that she was a shvuya, so that's a peshos, a peshita. She says, nishbeisi tahorani. I was held captive by the goyim in a prison, by the Nazis. It happened a lot. They held many women captive. And after the war, they were mekel on all the shvuyas. The rabbanim in Europe were mekel. Rav Moshe doesn't have one tshuva on that. There must be some reason why. I'm sure they asked Mishael, and maybe he held the chumrah. I don't know. There must be some reason why Rav Moshe didn't print the tshuva at all on the shvuyas after the war. There were thousands and thousands of shvuyas. But the rabbanim in Europe were mekel. They said since it was against the law under the Nazis, it was like Mishka Behema, they considered the Jews like animals. So it was like sleeping with an animal if you sleep with a Jewish girl. Even though Hitler had a Jewish girlfriend and many of the Nazis had Jewish girlfriends, and they were married to Jewish women, but officially in their books, it was against the law, and you would lose your job as an officer in the army if they would find out that you slept with a Jewish woman, even if you didn't rape her. So that's what they were mekel, that it doesn't have a din of shvuya. Very questionable hetta. So the Mishnah has there in Ksubis, let's say the woman is held in prison and her husband was held in the same cell with the wife. And then after the war is over, after the imprisonment is over, his husband comes to Desmond. And we all know this woman was in prison. You know independently she was a shvuya. And so the woman is Einan Nemenes al Atzma. And then the husband is considered Ishto Gugufa Balke Ishto Einan Nemen al De Atzma. So one time Abschai ben Akatzov, they rarely quote him. So the Mishnah in Ksubas quotes Abschai ben Akatzov says, he swears, Hamoin Azai swears by the Beis HaMikdash that he was there with his wife the whole time and they didn't touch her at all. So the Mishnah says that Einan Nemen al De Atzma, since the Ishto Gugufa Balke Ishto, he's not Neman. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Mishnah, it sounds as if this was an ancient din. It's not that they're making up the dinim as they're going along. They made up a din of Shvuya. Minatar de Shvuya is Meteres, because he just touched her. And Midrabbanan, we're Machmer to treat it as if he raped her. And if the woman is Nivula to a goy, she's Yasua Lakuna. So, but part of the way they set up the Takana was, if you have an Eid Echad, there was another woman in prison with her, and the other woman said, I was there the whole time, and the Nazis never touched her, the Goyish officers never touched her, so she's not considered a shvuya. But then the Mishnah says, if the husband says, I was in the same cell with my wife, and the Goyim didn't touch her, we invoke the ancient din, Einonim Neman al Deyatzma. Where is there such an ancient din? Where is there such a loch, Einonim Neman al Deyatzma? You're talking about a case that Eid Echad is Neman. If the din requires two kosher Eidim, so then Adam Karbei Tzal Atzma, Eiron Neman Adi Atzma. But if Eid Echad is Neman, Eid Echad is Neman to be Mata the Shvuya. If there was another woman in the same cell, and the woman said, or the adjacent cell, she says, I was watching the whole time, they never came, they never bothered her. So she, Eid Echad is Neman. So why should it be a din? The husband is not Neman, the wife herself is Eid Neman. Where do you have such a din? It sounds like they're invoking an ancient din. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Mishnah, and there's a Shulti Gibarim, was way before the Pnei Yeshua. Shulti Gibarim is quoted by the Ramah. Ramah lived in the 1500s. Shulti Gibarim lived in Italy, and he has the comments on the side of the Rif. So the Shulti Gibarim writes like that, and the Pnei Yeshua writes on his own without realizing the Shulti Gibarim. They say, yeah, that's an ancient din, that even though Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, Eid Echad is Ein Neman if he's the Baldover. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim doesn't apply to Baldova. What's the Bir Hadin? So what they usually say is, let's say Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. There's a famous story that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was the Rabbi in Volozhin, and the local. Everybody had a different parnasa. So one guy was the local ganav. That's what he did for a living. He used to steal from other people. So he was making a bar mitzvah. He was inviting everybody to eat by his home. He was giving cake and flesh and chicken and everything. So they wanted to know whether the Yosef Chaim Elojin, can we trust his kashas? Because he's the local guy. So Chaim said he's going to have to ask him. So he asks the fellow, tell me what do you do for a living? So he says, Rebbe, what can I do? He says, I'm a ganav. I'd rather not, but I'm a ganav. Then he asked him, what if there's a big possibility, a big Rebbe on Shabbos, what do you do? Rebbe, what can you do? Parnassus, Parnassus. He'll do the Rebbe on Shabbos. And what do you do if there's money? There's an Arab. What do you do if there's money? Take the money. What can I do? I take the money also. Parnassus, Parnassus. Businessman, he takes the money also. What do you do if there's food? He takes the food. What if it's tray for food? Tray for food? What do you think? I'm a guy. I'm not going to take tray for food. I'm not going to eat tray for food. So Chaim Elojin has said everybody can eat by his by bar mitzvah, because that's the din that a ganav has namanas on kashrus. Eidech and Mitzvah replies. So the Shulta Gemara says even though Eidech and Neman B'Yisurim applies to a ganav, the ganav is naman and kreivim on namanim. Let's say the woman was in prison and her sister is in the same cell or in their adjacent cell. And the sister says she wasn't. They didn't touch her. So the sister is nemanis, krovim, anemanim, whenever it echadem isum is good, so krovim are good, and ganovim are good, a rasha is good, rasha is pasalevis, when you need two kosher edim, ominous nefarshis and dovish abiyah. But whenever it echadem isum applies, so a korev and a rasha would be good, but a baldover is not good, baldover is worse. What's the beer? So what, in the yeshivas, they usually say the Hezver, I think Moshe Mishkap has it in the Shari Yosha, they say that the Nesivas quotes from the Tumim, there is a din of nimtze echad men eidim karva puzzle. Let's say three witnesses come and they testify about a certain story, and it turns out that one of the three witnesses happens to be a parakeet. They're just, the first two were Jewish people, they said, and the third guy is a parakeet, and he tells over the story. So you're going to say, since the parrot is not kosher le'edus, so the other two are also pos le'edus. A parrot is not called an eid at all. It has to be nimtzech and then eidim karva pos. The parrot is not called an eid at all. So that's a double posher like that. So the Nesivas quotes the Tumim that there are six people, even though they're human beings, they don't apply karva pos. The three are cherish to be cut. They're never kosher le'edus anyway. The labadasa doesn't count. It's like a behemoth, like a parakeet, is going to say. Or Evid Isha Akum are never kosher leidah, so they don't have a shem eid at all. In order to apply nimtzech and an eidim karva pasul, you have to have a shem eid on you and an eid pasul, so you echad min ha eidim. You have three eidim together, and you all have a din of eidim, and one of them is a ganaf, one of them is a karev, so then you say karva pasul. But if one of them is a Evid Akum Isha, that's the same as Cherish HaTavikot, you wouldn't say karva pasul. So the Ravid has a unique shita on the Gemara Pagina Dibur. He says that Karva Pasul doesn't apply to a Baldover, because a Baldover doesn't have a Shemaid at all. A Shemaid is such a Rashi and Makkah. Also on Davov, Rashi writes like that, that if the person is the Baldover, Baldover doesn't have a Shemaid at all, so you can't apply the rule of Nimtzech and Menhaidin Karva Pasul. So if you take this klal that a korev is good, if the woman was held shvuya, prisoner, and in the same cell was a sister, and the sister would be nemenis, or in the same cell would be a man or a woman who is known as a ganav. A ganav would be nemon by Eidech and Nemisim. A ganav is nemon, and korevim are nemonim. But if the one who's testifying is the woman herself, the one who's testifying is the husband, he's the baldover, because ishtik gufa, that's called baldover. So baldover does not shame aid at all. We don't have a shame aid, so it's no good. So that's the biur in the shita of the Pnei Yeshua and the Shilta Gibarman interpreting that Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Ksuba. So Shlomo Eger has Rabbi Kirege's son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger has Heoris on Yerideya that they printed on the side of the page called Gilyam Marshah. So he asks, Pnei Yeshua is dead wrong. How can you say that a baldover is posel eidus? The original Makar of Erech and Em Visurim, Tosis writes on the first daf in Gittin, on that base on base. Where is the source in Chumash that Erech and Em Visurim? So Tosis says that the Pasuk says when a woman is a Zava, woman is a Nido, she has to wait till the 7 days are up. Woman is a Zava, she needs Shivanikim. So the Pasuk uses the expression, V'safra lo shevas yamim v'achatita. V'safra lo. What do you mean the word lo? Let her lay v'safra shevas yamim. The Gemara says, V'safra lo liyatzma. She's the menace on her own to say that I counted Shivanikim. You don't need that she should show the bedika cloth to another woman and someone else should know. The woman is the menace on her own. The Taisa said, that's the mocker, that Pasuk is the mocker, that Erech and Em Visur. So Shlomo Eger says, that's the mocker, but the woman is the baldover. You're discussing whether she is a zava, she's not a zava. So you see from the original mocker that a baldover is nema. That's how Shlomo Eger writes that this whole idea of the Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't even quote that it's a shul dibar. He just writes that Pnei Yeshua says, the Yom Ksuv is a baldover, it's against that Taisus and Gid. So in the Shivas they say it's not really contradicted by the Taisus. It's not really true. What's the definition of a baldover? Baldover is, if you say the definition of a baldover is the one to whom the issue is relevant, so whether the woman is a zava or not a zava is relevant to all the Jewish people. Whoever will touch her will become tamei. If any man has beer with her, he'll be chayv kares. So it's whether she's a zava or not is relevant to everybody. So everybody's a baldover. It can't be everybody. The whole the shadow, whether she's a zav or not, is not get everybody. If they'll touch her, they'll become tummy. So you can't say over here the definition of a baldover is the one to whom it's negir. So what are you going to use? The other definition of baldover, the bala maisa. The bala maisa. The woman has a rias nida. She didn't do it consciously. She didn't make a decision to become a nida. It happened to her. Her body is the chepta with to which the thing is happening. If the din would be, you only become a nida or a zava, if you cause the rias nida, so then she's the bala maisa. But she's not the bala samaisa. It happens to her. So that's the answer to the Shlomo Eger's kasha. The definition of baldover is the bala maisa. Like we gave the case, a man before he dies makes the tzavor. And he says, I have three sons, I want all Yerusha to go to that son. So he's the one who changed the din over here, but the only Edom who can testify are his first cousins. The first cousins are possible eiders, but he dies. The one who made the tzavah dies, he's out of the picture. He's not going to take the money with him. The shaila is whether the sons have to believe these two witnesses or not. It's not the other two sons don't want to believe him. They say they're not kosher eiders. So the shaila, were they kosher eiders or not? They were kroivim to the father. But the whole money issue is not relevant to the father. The father's dead now. It's only relevant to the sons. Are they going to get one third, one third, one third, or is only one son going to get all the money? But it's not negated to the, cousins, not negated to the dead guys, not negated to the cousins. But the shadow was the father was the bala maisa. He's the one who made the tzavah, and they were craving to the bala maisa. So he's called the baldovar. He's not the baldin. He's dead. So he's not a baldin. It's not negated. But he's the baldover, so krov him to the baldover, psulim la'edus. That's why Tosis had a kasha over here. That's why Tosis had the bottom of chesam be. That was Tosis kasha. What did he need the whole din of abaye that the one who the loyver who sold the karka to the lekuchas to retain the status of a baldin has a right to tainois the case in court. A baldover he's going to be anyway. That we know. And whoever's krov him to the baldover, apostle la'edus. So what do you gain over and above that? That he's a baldover and the craving to him, apostle Eidus. Yeah. You don't need the whole thing because of Tainin and Bezin will advance at Tainin. And then Tay says, and you can't say that will happen off Kamina, that the Loive can Tainin, Mizuya, but the Bezin wouldn't advance Tainin's Mizuya because Mizu Lashkich, he don't say Tainin. And he says, it can't be because Lashkich is Chai Lachal Beria. So they must either the din is like the Ramban, that Tainin and any crazy Tainin in the world, even Moshe Lo Shchicha, or they had to make a special takana that Tainin and Mizuyev and so on, whenever the guy dies, you have to Tainin on behalf of the Yorshim. Because otherwise, Lo Shkaf and Lo Shaf and Chayim Chalder. So that's what Tesla had to come up, and Nafkamin is what you gain by declaring that the Moicher, the Loiva, it still retains the status of a Baal Din. Not enough to say that he's a Baal Din, you got to say that he's a Baal Din also. They gave the Nafkaminas for the Bez Nagon called Zilna, but the other Nafkamina was for Hadar's Baal Din Kimeidim Dami. Then we discuss a little bit Chazokeh. The word Chazokeh, the Prima Gadim writes in his Psicha Kaleles, the Orachai, which is a general introduction to all of Torah Sheba'al Peh, says the word Chazokeh appears in the Gemara in six different contexts, totally unrelated to each other. It means totally different things. So a lot of times Chazokeh just means a Ruba Delei Sekamon. The likelihood is, the probability is, like the Gemara says, Chazokeh Eidon Apareh Tosman. People, if they have another 2 years to pay the halvoya, why should they pay it up now if they have an interest-free loan? And you have another 2 years, so you can use it for another 2 years. We don't believe the guy if he says that he paid it now. It's far-fetched. So that's the word Chazokeh. A Chazok al Chavashayim Oitzim Tachos Yorodavashayim Mesukon. We assume that a religious person will never leave non-kosher food around the house. So that word chazaka means Ruben the Leisa, come on. Then you have another word chazaka kamaisa. Let's say I left the meat in the refrigerator and then I put a container of milk on top shelf and I find out tomorrow that the milk was leaking and the piece of meat is soaking in the milk. So if it's soaked in the milk for 24 hours, kavishka mevushal, so it's treif. If it's soaked for less than 24 hours, so you rinse it out, squeeze out all the milk and it will be kosher. So you don't know how long the meat was soaking. It was there for more than 24 hours. But you don't know when it started to drip inside. Maybe it started to drip less than 22 hours. So the din is yishtalab chazaka. Piece of meat was kosher when you left it in the refrigerator. You assume that it's still kosher. But you have a chazaka. You have a shechted an animal. And this is suffix whether the shechita was done properly or improperly. So you say, behem b'chaya b'cheska sisra emetis. Status quo is that it's drip. So that's chazaka. That's chazoke kamaisa. Then there's muhsok, a person, chazoke, a person holds on to money, so he has a chazoke on the money. Amoitza machaber olav harai, that's a gzeres hakosu, the din of muhsok. Then you have chazoke's kind of karka. If you sell karka, karka is nicknames either because of bishtar or the chazoke. So what constitutes kinyi chazoke? So the Mishnah says, no, I'll go to a parrot. That's the Mishnah babasa, daf mem base. Then you have another kind of chazaka, cheskas habatim shel v'shonim. Totally different kind of chazaka. If I was living in your karka for 3 years and I claim I have a claim, a chazaka sheishim atem, a claim that it's mine, and where's the document? As I'm not mechuyev to hold the documents forever? After 3 years, you throw out your tax forms. You know, I think you have to hold on to the tax. 7 years, 10 years, whatever. My wife just threw out tax forms from 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We had them sitting around the house. So people throw it out after a while. So that's cheskes habatim is a different thing. Then there's another kind of chazokeh. If a strange thing repeated itself a few times in a row, normally you're not concerned. Maybe baby has hemophilia. You shouldn't perform a bris milah. Maybe he's going to bleed to death. How many babies have hemophilia? But what if hemophilia, the Gemara says, runs through the mother, not through the father? So that's on the mechaber paskins like that. The Rama didn't know that. So the Rama thinks that it runs through the father. Just like through the mother, and the Mechaber had it straight. Chama says it only goes through the mothers. So let's say there are two or three sisters. So one sister had a bris and the baby died. He and the other sister, we don't know. They in the days of the mother had no way to ascertain that. Today they can tell why the baby died. In the days of the mother had no way to ascertain if the baby had hemophilia. So if a strange thing happened once, and then the same woman has another baby boy, or the sister has a baby. You know, there isn't even a later sasafik, then maybe someone has hemophilia. But if it happened two or three times, then you put it all together, you say, there's a later sasafik. How many times? Whether it betrays him to have a chazoka, but class him to have a chazoka. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Reb Shem Gamliel. So the word chazoka appears in the Gemara in many different meanings. Shouldn't be confused. You shouldn't mix up one kind of chazoka with the other. So here the Gemara says, one person sells karka to another person, let's say, Bali Achrayas, If you sell the karka b'achrayis, means that the karka will be taken away by the malveh who lent money to the moicher, to the loiva who sold the field to the lukuchas. If the karka will be taken away, then the loiva will have to reimburse the lekeach for the price that he paid him for the karka, because the karka was taken away. So the Gemara says, in such a case, once the lekeach made the chazakah, he can't back out from the deal. If he didn't make the chazakah yet, he can't back out. If he made the chazakah yet, he cannot back out. And what's the definition of chazakah? Instead of writing the Mishnah Bava Basim, no God or Paratz, so the Gemara says, Michidayish ad Mitzri. When he walks around the borders, that's one pshat, he walks around the borders. Or the field that he's buying is right next to his field. So there's a mound in between, so he tramples on the mound and he makes it into one big field. So what do you mean? That's a kinyan chazakah? That's not a kinyan chazakah. How can the Gemara say? Rashi learned that's what it means. When you daish amitzvi, when you walk around the borders, or when you knock down the elevation separating between one field and the other, because I bought the field that was adjacent to your field, so I knocked down the borders, so then that's a kinyan chazakah. Tais says that's not what it says in Bava Basra. Bava Basra says you need no all go to a parrot. So why should this be chazakah? So Taisa says, no, these are seventh meanings. This doesn't mean any of the above. Whatever chazaka means, it doesn't mean the same as here. Here it's a different story. That what? If I sell you a field, and before I even get to think about what I'm going to do, I'm going to build a hotel, I'm going to use it for fun, but what am I going to do? Before I even have a chance to think, there's already trouble. Yatzor le'asukim. People come and they say that the field is stolen. So can I taina that that's a major mum, and whenever you buy merchandise and has, let's say I buy a car, sight unseen, then the whole car is all scratched up. So that's a mum. So I have a right to back out if there's a major mum. There's one little scratch on the car. That's ridiculous. Everything is going to have a scratch. But if it was all scratched up, it doesn't look pretty. So that's a mum. The guy has a right to back out. So that's what the Gemara says. If I bought a karka from another person and I made a valid kinyan already, how did I make a valid kinyan? Not I did chazakah. I made a kinyan shtar, or I made a kinyan chalipin. Tosis thinks if he made a kinyan kesef, if he paid all the money already, then he can still back out. That's not mistaber. So you think I must be talking. One person sold a field to the other one, and he made a kinyan, either not a kinyan kesef, he made a kinyan shtar, or he made a kinyan chalipin. And then, before he even has a chance to think about what he's going to use the karka for, it's already also le'asikim. There's a whole court case already. Maybe the mocheh had no right to sell it to me. So Gemara says, really, that's the case. He's going to tie it like that. So then the Gemara says, if Daish HaMitzri, so I demonstrate that I want to go through with this Mekach, I'm not going to back out Mekach Toys, not back out Mitam Mum. So Toys in effect is disagreeing with Rashi. Toys is Diba Antesim Avinal, Diba Maslam Shehech Sigbo. Toys quotes Rashi from Perakamad above Metzia, that Daish HaMitzri constitutes a kinyan chazak when you walk around the borders. So that's difficult. That's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Cheskas Abatim. Not in Cheskas Abatim, it's later in the Masechta. The Tanner Reb Lezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu kum hisalach baratz la'orka l'rachbak l'choyat tineno. So you learn out from that parsha that just like Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of all the Eretz Yisrael by walking around the borders, so that's the din l'daris also. When you walk around the borders, that constitutes a kinyan chazak. We don't pass on like that. We pass on it was only Harosho in the days of Avraham Avinu, and it no longer applies. That din doesn't apply anymore. So how can Rashi say that that's what it means in the Gemara? When you walk around the borders, that constitutes a kinyan chazak. There is no such kinyan chazak. So Tosfos says they don't think that's pshat at all. Pshat is he made a kinyan, either kinyan chalipin, or he made a kinyan shtar. If he made a kinyan kesef, it's too late to back out. That's the thing. He wouldn't have given the kesef unless it's vaday that he wants to go through with it. So So, but he didn't make a kinyan kesef. He made a kinyan chalit, but he made a kinyan shtar. So then he can back out if it has this mum that they're ready, the whole court case already, before he even got to move into the karka. So that's called a mum godel. You have a right to back out when there's a major mum on the product. Okay, maybe we'll stop here because I have to apologize. I'm more than half asleep. We'll see if we can continue tomorrow night. I don't know how much we left out. We left out here the mitzvah shlish. There isn't so much to discuss there. A little bit from before, okay? Good.